it sort of opens at the end, then tracks back to show how it got there, doesn't it? That there's at the very beginning is that he's like already living partly feral, cooking the dogs or something.
Yeah.
And they were like immediately discarding the possibility that this is going to work out, aren't they? It's like, this isn't a let's see what happens film. This is going to go horribly wrong film.
Yeah, that's in the book as well, actually. The book does open with him, again, at the end, lying on his balcony, cooking a dog. And it's a brilliant opening. It's like, oh my God, like, how do we get to the situation where a man's just sort of calmly there cooking a dog he's killed? Yeah. The dogs also are quite a part of the class metaphor in the book, which is that I think only the people in the top levels of the building are allowed pets. So, yeah, there's a big divide because the people at the top of the building have pets and the people at the bottom of the building have children. Like, say, Elizabeth Moth, her character's pregnant. She's also got small children. And there's a big tension as the kind of the rich people at the top don't want the children running around causing trouble, being noisy. The people at the bottom don't like the dogs, again, causing trouble and creating litter. And there's kind of a sort, that's one of the sort of sources of contention. And
yeah, wasn't there there was a running bit about who got to use the swimming pool and whether it would be like the kids or
because the swimming pool's pretty much on the swimming pool's kind of at the dividing line between two of the classes. I think it's on like it's on the 10th floor. There are sort of like fights over who gets to use the swimming pool, and as time goes by it kind of just gets turned into a giant bin.
Towards the end it's like there's a huge amount of shit floating in it, basically,
yeah,
to use the technical term.